Today, the Nobel Prize-winning aid agency Doctors Without Borders announced that it is pulling out of Afghanistan after 25 years working in the country. The relief agency, also known by its French initials MSF, says it's leaving because of deteriorating security, frustration with U.S. military reconstruction efforts, and the Afghan government's ineffective probe of the murder of five of its workers. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story.
Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, was one of the few international relief agencies to maintain a continuous presence in Afghanistan throughout the 1980s during the battles to oust the occupying Soviet army. They also stayed through the devastating Afghan civil wars of the 90s, the rise of the Taliban, and the militant government's overthrow more than 2 years ago. But now the agency is pulling up stakes after five staff members were murdered last month. Two men on a motorcycle opened fire on a car clearly marked MSF as the staffers were returning home from a health clinic they ran. MSF's Afghanistan director, Kenny Gluck.
We think that the framework for humanitarian action is not there. And you can obviously see this in the murders of five of our staff, but also, and very worryingly, in the government's failure to credibly investigate and prosecute. You know, the government officials have let us know that they have credible evidence about the identity of the killers, but they have not been willing so far to arrest them and bring them to justice. And we think this is sending a message of impunity for the killing of aid workers.
Former Taliban fighters and other militants have stepped up attacks on aid workers this year as part of an apparent strategy to disrupt reconstruction and undermine upcoming elections, which have been postponed twice already due to security concerns. The 38 aid workers killed so far this year almost triples last year's total. Doctors Without Borders' decision sent tremors throughout the aid community. CARE International works on education, water, and other aid projects in Afghanistan, employing some 700 Afghans and a small Western staff. CARE's Alina Labrada in Atlanta says MSF's decision underscores continued serious security problems. But as of now, she says, CARE is not leaving.
We have received different night letters threatening our staff over the course of the past several years, and we did have an RPG rocket attack on one of our sub-offices. So it's something we take very, very seriously. But until, you know, something else happens, which hopefully it will not, we're staying put.
A spokesman for the International Rescue Committee said MSF's decision should prompt U.S. and NATO forces to focus more on security and leave reconstruction to civilian aid groups. That echoes MSF's concern that military forces continue to blur the line between humanitarian aid and combat operations. U.S. and NATO forces have created 16 provincial reconstruction teams. These PRTs, as they're called, dig wells, repair schools, and provide health care. MSF's Kenny Gluck says such military-led relief work undermines the neutrality of its civilian aid workers.
For years, we've been known in Afghanistan as an organization which just provides medical treatment to people in need with no other objective. And now, partly because of the coalition activities, that's being put in question, and people are questioning whether we are allied with a military, whether we are allied with some other aims. And we have to struggle to convince them we're not.
The U.S. military denies that its reconstruction teams put civilian aid workers in jeopardy or make aid contingent on intelligence tips. In Afghanistan today, U.S. Army Major John Seepman says other aid groups are working well in areas where Western military forces also work.
I can tell you that many other NGOs are here and operating effectively. We certainly encourage governmental and non-governmental organizations to come here and help the Afghan people. That's what we're doing. We believe security is effective to do that.
In Washington, a State Department official said the U.S. regrets the aid group's pullout and hopes they reconsider. Doctors Without Borders said it hopes to pull its remaining Western staff out of Afghanistan by the end of August. 1,400 Afghan employees will be out of a job. The group hopes to turn over its established medical projects to the fledgling Afghan Ministry of Health. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.